Welcome to our service for Palm Sunday. I'm pleased to say that two of our churches, God willing, will be opening today and two more next week in time for Easter. But these online services will continue for the time being. And so on Palm Sunday, we begin, how else, with the Palm Sunday hymn, Ride On, Ride On in Majesty.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and persecutors. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your steadfast love. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
For the words we have said that were not from you,
we ask your forgiveness, Lord.
For the things we have done which were not done in love,
we ask your forgiveness, Lord.
For the things we have not done which love would have done, we ask your forgiveness, Lord. For the thoughts we have had that have not come from you,
we ask your forgiveness, Lord.
For the times when we have loved ourselves and turned our back on you,
we ask your forgiveness, Lord. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
As our Saviour taught us, we boldly pray. En ta dod hwnnw dyn nefoedd, sancteddiad y enw, Deled y dernas gwneled y wychlis, megis yn y nef ddechlu ar y ddear hefyd. Dyro ni heddiw un barabeneddiol, yma ddau i ni ein dyledion, fel yma ddewn ni na ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni y brofedigaeth eith y gwared ni rhag drwg, can eis eith o ti o'r dernas a'r gallu a'r gogodiant yn oes oesoedd.
Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Collect for Palm Sunday. Almighty and everlasting God, who, in your tender love towards the human race, sent your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility, and also be made partakers of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
Liturgy of the Passion. The first reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The servant of the Lord said, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens mine ear to listen to those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backwards. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty?" This is the word of the Lord.
The New Testament reading is Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him, and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Gospel reading is taken from Mark chapter 11. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you. Immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say, 'The Lord needs it,' and will send it back here immediately." They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. This is the Gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ our Lord. May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. One of the pleasures of lockdown for me has been a transatlantic Zoom quiz every Friday night. It's a bit complicated to describe, but my brother's partner's brother is married to an American woman, and the quiz includes members of her family in Maryland. They're taking part in the afternoon while we take part in the evening, but it works okay. I'm a bit out of my league in this quiz. One of the partners is my brother's partner's brother's father-in-law, who's a retired NASA scientist. He used to manage, indeed, three of NASA's space telescopes. I mentioned this to Andrew Evitz, who also takes part in a weekly Zoom quiz. "Ah, yes," said Andrew wisely. "But how many Take That singles does he know?" We take it in turns to set the quiz, and as you might guess, when I set it, questions on literature and history tend to occur somewhat more frequently than questions about astrophysics, or indeed about Take That. Here's one. You do know the answer to it, and you might get it if you imagine what can possibly rhyme with the first lines. Can you complete the quotation? "If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim." Any luck? As I say, you'll recognise the continuation when you hear it. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same. This is Rudyard Kipling, of course, from the famous poem If, which was voted the nation's favourite poem by a wide margin in a national poll some years ago. Famously, these are the words above the door that leads from the changing room to the centre court at Wimbledon. If you can meet with triumph and disaster, and treat those two impostors just the same. We call the story in our Gospel reading today the Triumphal Entry. It is Jesus's triumphal entry into Jerusalem in the last week of his earthly life. There is no reason to doubt that the story is true, that there were large crowds to welcome him as he made his way along the road, and no reason to doubt either that some of the same people turned against him when he came to be crucified at the end of the week. Kipling goes on, "If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop, and build them up with worn-out tools." Kipling used not to be very highly regarded in literary circles. He's rather more praised now. But for the middle of the last century, he was too determinedly middle-brow. For example, in that last line there, the word them is changed to E-M. Watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. Metrically, there's no reason for that. Stoop and build them up would have scanned just as well, but Kipling has a genius for the common touch. Indeed, I think he invented the phrase in this very poem. He can evoke in other poems the voice of the common soldier in India, or as here, the voice of the weary artisan whose project has gone wrong, but who will start to rebuild again, even though he is as worn out as his tools. Watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn out tools. Jesus grew up in the house of an artisan, a carpenter, and he chose other artisans, especially fishermen, for his first disciples. And when we first encounter them, they are mending their nets. In some versions of the story, it's been a bad night. They fished all night and caught nothing. But still they mend the nets and will put out into the lake again. On Good Friday, as they saw Jesus on the cross, they must have felt exactly like this. If you can watch the things you gave your life to broken. Lord, we have left everything to follow you, says Peter. They've given up their lives and their livelihoods to follow him, but now their dreams lie broken. We owe them the most enormous debt. It must have been so tempting to turn back. I'm going fishing, says Peter, back in Galilee. But he knows, they all know, that they cannot return to that way of life. Jesus has made them fishers of men. And so they devote the rest of their lives, the rest of their short, persecuted lives, to passing on what he had passed to them. You have the words of eternal life, says Peter, and they will go on to share those words across the world. And what of the Lord himself? What is he thinking as the palm branches wave above him, and the voices clamour, and the donkey plods quietly onwards? This is the hour for which he has come, he says. Perhaps only he knows, in this moment of apparent triumph, that for him triumph and disaster are inseparable, that his ultimate triumph, the place where he is ultimately victorious over sin and death, will be the apparent disaster of Calvary. He has set his face toward Jerusalem to die. As this Holy Week progresses, we will see him bravely teaching in the temple, challenging the authorities, sharing intimate fellowship with his disciples in their Last Supper together. And then in Gethsemane, whence all the crowds have left and all the voices are silent, and even his most faithful followers have given up their watch, in solitary communion with his Father, he faces the agony to come. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. Jesus threw himself to the ground and prayed, My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, thy will, not mine, be done. I would you all go.
Now it's time for our intercessions. Let us pray for the church and for the world, and let us thank God for his goodness. We pray for our Bishop Joanna, Archdeacon Eileen, for our area Dean John, and for the assistant clergy of our ministry area, Judith Helwyn, John Rowlands, and especially our brother David. We pray that we may all be able to find joy in our ministry in this difficult time, so that we can share with all the Lord's people the joyful message of this Easter season. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. On this commemoration day, Sil y Blodau, the Sunday of the Flowers, we remember before the Lord those we have loved and lost, from our own families, from amongst our congregations, our friends and our neighbours. We remember especially those we have lost since last we were able to meet them in church. We thank you, Father, that our fellowship with them does not end with this life, and that it will be made new in the face of your Son, when we meet him face to face. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. On this Palm Sunday, as we see Jesus riding with such courage towards Jerusalem, we bless the Lord for those who, through the courage of their convictions, have made the world a better place for others. We give thanks for the Christian missionaries who braved and still brave every kind of danger to take the good news of the gospel to every corner of the world. We give thanks for those who work today in areas of conflict, bringing relief and hope to those who are oppressed. We pray that we ourselves might have the courage of our convictions, living upright lives and standing for the values of the gospel in an unbelieving world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We marked this week the passing of a year since the first lockdown, when we first began to realise how serious the pandemic might be, without knowing or imagining that 12 months later we would still be in its grip. We remember the departed, we pray for those who grieve, and we plead for those who still suffer from the virus, in some cases having been very ill for nearly the whole of a year. We give thanks for the progress that has been made in vaccination and in other therapies, but we continue to pray, and especially for those countries where the threat from the virus is still grave. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As holiday accommodation reopens in Wales this week, we pray for those who visit our communities, often in grievous need of refreshment. We thank you, Lord, for the beauties of the area in which we live and for the kindness of its people. We pray that our visitors, even in restricted circumstances, may find themselves rested and refreshed by their holidays, and that the joy of this Easter season may be made new for them in their time amongst us. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ give you grace to grow in holiness, daily to take up your cross and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen.